It's hurricane season. Flood insurance can help you avoid paying out of pocket for costly damage. It's time to trust your instincts. Get flood insurance and protect the life you've built. Visit floodsmart.gov.
The office has changed. With the rise of remote and hybrid models, how and where we work is not the same. So why furnish your office in the same old way? Barry is office furniture for the new way to work. We can help you create the kind of workspace your team really wants, with standing desks and a full collection of furniture and accessories for a modern office that's designed to change whenever your needs do. To see what we can do for your workspace, visit Varri.com. That's V-A-R-I.com.
Now here's something we hope you'll really like.
He's colossal, stupendous. One might even go so far as to say he's mediocre.
This is our Signal Storm podcast.
You know, I think the socialists actually thought they had this in the bag, that they were going to stop the conversations about what's really harming this country, harming you and your family, that they were going to be able to pivot and basically tell you what you should think is important, whether government's fully funded, whether government gets all the money it ever wants to take away your rights. They wanted you talking about how they were so butthurt over losing the universal right to slaughter children in the womb. And it was never a right that they were entitled to begin with. There's no right to slaughter children in the womb in the U.S. Constitution. It was fabricated and by the Supreme Court, and it was basically overturned so that if you're going to invent a right, you better go through the legislative process. You can't have nine people in robes inventing a right out of thin air, which is exactly what Roe v. Wade did. So the Democrats, I think actually, folks, they thought they had changed the subject. They didn't want you talking about inflation. They didn't want you talking about massive illegal immigration harming your towns. They didn't want you talking about high gas prices, high food prices, empty store shelves, supply chain crisis, a tanking economy. That was not important. Why? Because they are responsible for it. And now all of a sudden, you've got busloads of illegal aliens showing up in front of the vice president's residence. Now, all of a sudden, you've got busloads of illegal aliens showing up in Martha's Vineyard. Busloads of illegal aliens showing up in Massachusetts. They're calling out the National Guard in Massachusetts for 50, count them, 50 illegal aliens. You can get that in a small town in Texas in 1 hour. You can get 50 illegal aliens. And the people in Massachusetts are so unaccustomed to having to deal with the lawlessness of Democrats that they lost their minds. So Karine Jean-Pierre, Biden's new brain, who wanted you to know upon being hired that she was a lesbian, that she was black, that she was a woman, and she was the first black lesbian woman immigrant to ever hold the position of press secretary. Those are her qualifications. Which are patently obvious, not enough. She's dumber than a sack of rocks. She was asked by the reporters, you're condemning these Republican governors for busing and flying illegal aliens to their destinations in left-wing cities that declare themselves sanctuary cities. How is that any different than what your regime has been doing for the last 2 years, flying illegal aliens to every city all over the country and dropping them off in the dead of night? And here's what this moron said.
So we are offering solutions. That's what the Biden-Harris administration has been doing since day one.
Solutions. Yes, these are our solutions. We are promoting illegal immigration, and we are facilitating illegal immigration, and we are enriching narco-terrorists, and we are enriching those who are smuggling in China-made fentanyl, because this is what China wants the regime to do, apparently, to poison Americans. So those are our solutions. So she just gets up there and says, we're doing solutions. Yeah, ignoring the... See, there's folks, this is how Democrats provide solutions. If it's illegal, the solution is, hey, just don't enforce it. Therefore, it's not illegal anymore. Problem solved. Oh, my gosh. What a bunch of vacuous idiots. That's what you get when you vote Democrat. All right, folks, our friend, my friend, your friend, everybody's friend, Sean Chastain's back for the show behind the show coming up on the Salcedo Storm podcast.
And now a word from our sponsor.
A liberty-loving American takes on Washington, Hollywood, and the whole media establishment. He's Chris Salcedo. Join his fight. Tune in to the Chris Salcedo Show every weekday afternoon on Newsmax.
The establishment media is out of touch with the real things real Texans care about. Real news for real Texans. That's what Texas Scorecard does every day. Learn more and subscribe for free. TexasScorecard.com/Chris.
All right, folks, let's get to the show behind the show. We missed a week because His Eminence, Sean Chastain, was out. He was on vacation. I'm just dying to figure out what he did, how it all went, what he saw, the things he saw, the things he did, Sean Chastain. Back right. In the saddle. Hey, man, welcome back.
Back in the saddle. Thanks, buddy.
Yeah, so tell me all about it.
All right. So me and a couple friends had a week to kill, and they flew in Sunday and picked them up in Houston. We drove down to Galveston, where we had rented a condo pretty close to the beach, across the Seawall Avenue.
That's
from
fun.
The beach.
That's fun.
And yeah, it was awesome. Stayed there for 3 days and cooked and swam in the pool every night and kind of hung out. We went to Crystal Beach down off of Galveston. You got to take a ferry over to this other little island, and it's a beach that you can drive on. So that was kind of cool.
Yeah, I've heard about that. Never been. I've been down to Galveston, took the family down there several times. One of my bosses had a place down there. She called her happy place, and it was right there on the beach. And
Galveston's great, man. Yeah, I really love Galveston.
Had a good time, really did.
And then, so that was Sunday through Tuesday night, and Wednesday morning we got up and got on the Grandeur of the Seas from the Royal Caribbean Line. Mm-hmm. And boy, they have really stepped up the game as far as the TSA for cruise ships goes. It was, you briefly show your passport, they get the picture in there, and boom, you're pretty much on the boat. It was really easy.
Wow.
And
well, wait a minute. How was the boat? Now, have you done a cruise before?
Yeah, a few of them.
See, I'm curious, was the experience better because they were having to work harder to get people back after COVID?
It depends on the line. There is one line that a lot of people love. I'm not a huge fan of it because it's a little cheaper to cruise on that line. And with the cheaper fares, I think you kind of get a cheaper experience.
Okay.
It's still a great time, but the Royal Caribbean, I really enjoy that line. It just seems just a step up, you know.
Is it all inclusive? You pay one thing, and then your booze, your food, your entertainment—it's all free.
The booze is sold in a separate package.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
And they have different packages. You can buy like the soft drink and bottled water package. You know, if you got kids or you don't drink, you want to do that, so you can just have continuous bottled water and pop if you want.
Okay.
And then the booze package, I think, was for the 5 days, $289 for me.
That's not bad.
No, and it's
for 5 days, $289. That's pretty damn good, actually.
And it's all top shelf liquors. You tell them what you want; they'll make it, even if it's some crazy cocktail with and it's fantastic. And your drink gets watery, get a new one. So
wow.
That's pretty great.
That's pretty badass, man. That's a pretty good deal. Now where did you left Galveston? Where did you end up? What's the end of the line?
So we went to Mexico cruise. It was not real exciting, but we went to I can't remember the name of the first stop. Playa Maya something. I don't know.
Playa Maya. some Mexican name.
Some Mexican name. I don't know. No, it was a nice little town. We went to beach resort there. We were just going to hang out at the port because in the port, they got all the shopping.
Right.
And then they've got a big swimming pool there too with a swim up bar.
Well, you don't want to go much further into the interior with all the problems they've got. So you had to stay at the port That's probably the best thing.
Well, we did go to a beach club, and it was fine. I had a really good time there, actually.
Okay.
Where it was, that one wasn't all inclusive. You had to buy your drinks and stuff. They were super cheap, and it was a pretty good lunch. And just hung out in the ocean and took a cab back to the ship, and that was good. And then the last stop was Cozumel, and Cozumel's always interesting, kind of fun. We went to another beach club there, and
interesting, you say?
Yeah. Mexico's funny to me because they're such wonderful people, first of all.
Yes.
And the hardest working people you'll ever meet.
True.
But why does Mexico look like Mexico? I just don't get it. And I kind of get it because I know that there's a lot of corruption.
Yep.
And a lot of
the guy that's elected down there is a socialist. I mean, that tells you all you need to know. I mean, kind of seriously. But look, dude, so, my family and I used to go down to, because I'm from San Diego, so we used to go to Tijuana all the time. We go to Rio Zona, and I think I've even told you some of these stories. I mean, you go in some of these bars, you could eat like a king. For nothing. And it was awesome. It was just so damn corrupt. And that's what kills Mexico.
And it's such a shame because it could be, it could be
so
incredible.
Great. Yes, I know.
But, I guess if there's a lot of corruption going on, they're not throwing a lot of city resources to mowing the medians and paving the roads correctly. And, and it's just a shame. It really is because just great people, always a good time.
Well, you know what? I didn't even care about that. I went down to Puerto Vallarta, which was part of the charm of it was there were certain sections out of the resort that were old. And I'm cool with old and maintained, and there's a pride in there because that's culture, and there's a little bit of culture in that. But when there's poverty overtaking everything, and I, as an American, I felt really guilty. You'd go out and you'd come out of this 5-star resort you were staying in, where it was to the moon, and then you walk down the street, and then there was abject poverty.
Oh yeah.
And that's what made you feel like crap.
It does. It's really sad. And I wish they could get it together because Mexico's wonderful. It
well,
really
I want I want to hear the rest of your story, and then I want to pass on a San Quintin story to you. Go ahead.
The rest of the time spent on the cruise ship, I'm not joking. I spent probably 80% either in the ocean or the ship pool. Kind of broke out of my shell a little and actually talked to people and made some really good friends and had just a fantastic time, man.
What do you mean breaking out of your shell? I mean, so what you and I do, what you used to do on the radio and all that, you're like,
yeah, but that's you and me, but you know me, I'm pretty much an introvert. I don't go talking to people just to talk to people generally.
That's crazy. Well, see, you know, Limbaugh was the same way. He would be like all chatty Cathy on the radio. But he said, when he got in front of family and friends, it was like he was kind of keeping him to himself, you know?
Well, I'm pretty shy and self-conscious but booze helps that kind of stuff. So
I'll bet.
I think they might have lost money on the drink package on me. I don't know.
I hope you made them pay. I really do.
It was a pretty good time. So yeah, it was nice. It was really fun, man. Yeah. It's always a good time. And if you've got something for everybody, if you do like I do and just hang out in the pool, and then at night after dinner we'd go up to the piano bar and just hang out and sing along. And
how much you dropping on a week? Your week? How much did you drop roughly?
Oh, I don't know, 600, 700, maybe 700, maybe.
Wait, hold on a minute. You spent $700 for a cruise for a week. Food and everything.
And with the booze package,
$700.
And food was fantastic on this trip. It was great. And we sat at the same table every night, so we got to know our waiter very well. And then he would just bring us anything we wanted. And that's the beauty of a cruise ship, too. It's like, so you order the steak. It was really good. Bring me another one. And they will. It was great.
Wow.
If there's there's two entrees on the menu that you wanted to try, well, they'll just bring it to you. It's awesome.
And folks, what you got to know is Sean is a little congested, and so I bet you he picked up the China virus while he was on the boat.
I don't think it was the COVID. I have not tested, but I don't think it was. But no, I've been coughing a little bit. Uh-huh. And coughing up like salt water, so I don't know.
Oh, that's fun.
Know if spending all that time in salt water, you know, maybe it seeped into my system or something. I don't know, but no, it's a really good time. And you know, like I said, there's something for everybody. There's shows.
Yeah,
there's a casino.
If you're coughing up salt water, though, that's not normal. Okay.
It only lasted really one couple days, but no, it's
only
it's,
one it's couple week days.
It's yeah. fine. Yeah. Nah, it's fine.
Okay.
But yeah, you know, they got if gambling's your thing, they got that. They got a full casino there. They got
700 shows if you want to. $700. That's astonishing to me.
Yeah.
For good. A week. Now that includes your condo stay and the cruise.
The condo. Oh no, not the condo stay. The condo was I think between the three of us, I think we paid $200 for. Each for the
okay, so you dropped about
I mean that's 3 days,
right? You dropped about a grand. You dropped about
$200.
Yeah, you dropped about a grand on the vacation. Okay, all right.
Yeah,
all right.
And ate like a king and drank
like a fish,
sailor.
Like
so,
a fish.
Yeah. Yeah. So it was grab your beautiful wife and hop on a boat, man. It's really fun. I think you enjoy it.
Bitchin', man. Well, that's a great recommendation. A mutual friend of ours by the name of Tyler just got back from 3 weeks in Europe.
Uh-huh.
And some of the pictures he sent me were just amazing. He and his wife. And I can't remember. I know he went to Prague and some other cities. Before I got married, my father was, as you know, I think I maybe never told you this. He was a dual citizen. He had citizenship in Mexico because of his mother, my grandmother, and he was an American citizen. So I was an American. So he could own property in Mexico, and he did.
Right.
And this particular time, he was just renting in a place called San Quintín, which is about 5 hours south of San Diego, the border in San Diego, and you travel south on some of these newly constructed, back then anyway, there were new toll roads.
Yeah.
And dude, what brought up this memory is when you said there was this island off of Galveston you could drive your car on. That's all you can do down there on the beaches down there.
Yeah.
And you could, we were driving ATVs and trucks, full-blown F-150s on the freaking beach at this little beach house that he had found himself in. And we went across these dunes, traveled on ATVs. It must have been about, you know, 4 or 5 miles. And then we go, there's a shack in the middle of nowhere. I mean, it's just sitting right there in the middle. There was a resort just up the road, but there's a shack. Ooh. You walk in and they've got cold beer. And my dad, I'll never forget this. Me and two of my buddies were there. And my dad orders this bowl of something in it because my Spanish is so terrible. He orders this bowl of massive crab claws, it ended up being. I mean, I'm talking a bowl about the size of you, right? I mean, they set it down, and it's got all this homemade hot sauce in it that mixed all these crab claws. And it seriously, man, that was $10. This was some time ago.
Yeah.
But $10 for that.
Yeah.
And then the beers were like 50 cents. It was crazy.
It wouldn't change that much.
Yeah, right.
It's still pretty reasonable. It's just, you know, unless you're staying at a resort, I don't know that I would stay anywhere else.
Yeah,
and I don't know how much venturing off the resort I would do if I'm in Mexico. But one of the kind of cool things we did, my friends were seafood fans. I am not, but I'll tolerate shrimp. So we went down to the docks in Galveston and went there in the morning, and the boat fishing boats had just come in. Mm-hmm. So they have tubs and tubs and tubs of fresh shrimp. Oh, son, they were so good.
Really? You had them right off the boat, huh?
Right off the boat, man.
That kicks ass. You know, my father-in-law gets a pole whenever we were going down there. And he has one of these deep sea poles. So you would, you know, bait up with shrimp, actually, and just toss right out in the surf. And you could pull in some nice fish right down there in Galveston.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That was pretty fun. You know, did you see any fishing or did you go fishing?
No, but it's always weird when you're, because I, you know, like to swim out past the breakers a little bit and just kind of bob around in the ocean, and there'll be guys fishing out there and, you know, occasionally pulling in a shark, which is always kind of eerie.
That would freak me out, you know?
I kind of figure that sharks, I'm the last thing a shark really
wants. Exactly. They don't want any part of you, dude.
All right. So I never really worry too much about it. The thing I worry about is like stepping on a stingray or, you know, stepping on some nurse shark that doesn't like that, but you just kind of shuffle your feet. You'll be all right.
So how was it your first week back to work after a vacation like that?
Longest week ever.
I mean, I'm with you every single time. That vacation hangover, dude. And
well, so here's the deal too. So I am not one for details, generally speaking.
No,
and I kind of Stop. Let my friends, I kind of let my, I just let my friends kind of take care of the itinerary.
Right.
And I thought the boat left on Wednesday and got back Sunday. So I had taken the following Monday off.
Okay.
Monday the 12th, as kind of a buffer day. So I could get home, do laundry, mow the lawn, do all that stuff. Yeah, the boat didn't come back till Monday.
Oh.
So I had to get off the boat, drive up from Houston when I dropped them off the airport, and then get ready and get up the next day. So
I am kind of so glad I didn't call you.
been digging in the back of the t-shirt drawer for t-shirts because I still haven't done laundry yet. So.
Dear Lord, dude. Well, that's even rough. That's even rougher.
Had I had that buffer day, I would have been a lot better off, but didn't have it this time.
Good grief. Well, while you were gone, and actually this happened.
Oh, that's
this,
the other thing.
Yeah.
I did not get the internet package on purpose because I didn't care. I had no idea.
That's so great.
There is a television in the room, and I actually flipped it on kind of to see the weather forecast because we did have a couple rainy days. And when it flipped on, it happened to be on a news channel, and that's how I found out the Queen died. Had no idea.
Oh, okay.
But that was the only news I heard, nothing else.
That's good. That's good. You know, and actually this all went down the week you came back, so you've probably known about this. Our illegal alien relocation program is really pissing liberals off. Number one,
genius.
Oh, it is. You know what? I got to say, I mean, I've been kind of going back and forth. You know, I don't want to give illegal aliens free passage. But on the other hand, I am tickled shitless that people in Martha's Vineyard are having a cow.
Oh, yeah. Go ahead. Yeah. So over 50 of them.
Yeah.
Now there are 50 illegal aliens in a 7-Eleven in Eagle Pass.
No. And since we've been talking on this podcast, 50 illegal aliens have rolled through Eagle Pass.
Yeah.
And they're having a full blown cow in.
Oh, yeah. It's hilarious.
In places like Martha's Vineyard and in New York City. In fact, let me just read you some headlines. New York City wants to relocate the illegal aliens bust in from Texas and Florida. Okay. That's New York. Here's another one. That's the wrong one. Hold on. There it is. Massachusetts governor calls out military to handle arrival of 50 illegal aliens. He calls
out. You know how many he called out?
What? Yeah.
125.
125. He calls out.
To handle 50 illegal aliens.
To handle. And yes, right. So these people are having a full blown meltdown. And this is what I honestly think is happening. They thought it was all BS. They thought that, that's just political. There's no way Biden's doing that. And ta-da, guess what? It's not BS.
On this very podcast, when Governor Abbott said he was going to do this,
right?
Bust the aliens, and God bless Ron DeSantis too for what he's doing with the planes to Martha's Vineyard. But I said it's a dumb stunt. It's going to cost a lot of money in fuel and bus rental.
I wasn't going to remind anybody of that.
And I thought this is just a dumb thing. But dang, if I wasn't wrong, man. It's brought so much attention, and I'm really proud of the governor for doing it. And I hope he keeps it up, and I hope there's a whole lot more. The question I had was, I saw that Governor Newsom in California is now threatening to sue because or to file criminal charges for kidnapping.
Right. He wants the DOJ to prosecute Ron DeSantis for kidnapping, of course, which is, and then DeSantis responds by saying, I think all the hair gel has gotten into his brain.
So I don't know how it is in Florida. I'm sure it's the same thing. But in Texas, they sign some kind of waiver. Yeah. And says, yeah, I agree to go to Chicago, or I agree to go to D.C. or whatever it is. Well, so here's my question. The aliens that landed in Martha's Vineyard, all 50 of them, were then rounded up and bused to a joint reserve base. Now, did they sign waivers to go to the joint reserve base? Because if they didn't, isn't that kidnapping?
Well, unless the feds do it. The feds have purview to do it, right?
Well, but I don't think it was. I think it was the state of Massachusetts.
I know. There you go. I think they're hypocrites, dude. And the reason the reason why they're caterwauling about this is, yes, they're haughty. Yes, they're uninformed. But they tried to make this election cycle about Donald Trump and focusing on Donald Trump and all this other nonsense. And now we're focusing back on their terrible economy and their massive illegal immigration crisis. And they're having a cow because people can actually see what's going on. And it's the last thing that Democrat legislators want their Democrat voters to know is that they're a bunch of F-ups. And we all know these guys are a bunch of F-ups.
I just like the visual that I had in my head of Martha's Vineyard dude, you know, saying, driving by the Home Depot and asking for four workers to rig his yacht.
Well, did you see the Babylon Bee headline?
No.
Well, you're going to love this because, by the way, folks, Sean and I both have a mutual admiration for the Babylon Bee. Babylon Bee headline, woman in Martha's Vineyard calls police on Hispanic scene without a leaf blower. And it's so funny. True. It's what these liberal elitist prigs, P-R-I-G-S, prigs, it's what they're all about. And they're such, and again, they're hypocrites, and they're obsessed with not letting their voters know how big a hypocrites they are. So, last thing, Quantum Leap reboot. Did you ever watch the original Quantum Leap with...
No.
You never did, because you weren't a sci-fi guy. Well,
I'm not a nerd.
Shut up. Scott Bakula was the original guy in Quantum Leap. And I'm not going to talk about sci-fi. Basically, it's time travel. But NBC, same network, is doing a reboot of Quantum Leap. And I know you and I have had this conversation before, not on the podcast, but in our conversations. Man, is there...
If it was about Quantum Leap, I probably was just nodding my head just to be nice.
It was not about Quantum Leap. It was about the fact that nothing... Hollywood comes up with nothing original anymore.
Yeah.
Isn't that true?
It seems like it, because there are a whole lot of reboots, but I don't know. I don't really care. I mean, if they're well done, then, you know, fine.
You're okay. You're okay with reboots?
Well, I mean, I'm sure if you really dug around on all of the streaming opportunities that you have, you could find a whole lot of original programming that you've never seen before, you know, as far as movies and stuff go, but the reboots get the name, you know, I mean, name recognition. So why not?
It's lazy. And they're operating on people's nostalgia. And it's like, well, all of our woke BS is failing. So let's go back to what people are nostalgic about. And we'll weave our woke BS into the new versions of the old nostalgic stuff, just so we can get the message out. That's what I feel. I feel like I'm being played. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Again, I don't really care if it's well done. I mean, you look at all the rock bands that are out on tour right now that were big in the 80s, you know? What's the difference between them rebooting and doing a vintage tour than Quantum Leap doing.
Well, because it's the same freaking people. You know, I have no problem with hearing. Yeah. I have no problem with hearing if Blondie ever did this. Blondie, you know, Debbie Harry going out on on tour again, doing her greatest hits. That's different than having a completely different younger actor reconstituting.
Yeah.
It's just not. Again, the golden age of television and movie making seems to have passed us by. And anything that is original, I think you're right. There are some originals coming up online. I think that's what's getting the lion's share of the audience.
If it sucks, it won't be around long. So
and there's that. All right, man. Which
I had one thing that I watched too that I just finished up.
Tell me.
It's my stupidest guilty pleasure regarding TV.
Okay, go for it.
BattleBots. God, I love it. It's so fantastic.
BattleBots. Is that like the
Are you familiar?
Isn't that the board game where the robots fight?
No. Okay. Well, kind of.
Okay.
They may have made a board game, I don't know, but it's a TV show. So you got these 250-pound robots with various spinning weapons and all kinds of stuff. And
really?
they're in an arena and they fight. And it is violent and amazing to see a 250-pound robot flip 30 feet in the air.
They made a movie about this.
It's fantastic.
They made a movie called Chappie about this, and it was the guy who plays Wolverine. I can't remember the actor's name at this point, but he trained this normal servant robot to be a badass.
These aren't robot like people robots.
That's what the movie was about. I'm telling you about the movie.
No, this isn't that, dummy. These look like little hovering lawnmowers or something, you know. And
oh, okay.
So, no.
Wait a minute.
They're not cyborgs up there,
dude.
You know, in boxing gloves.
You're the one watching fighting lawnmowers, and you call me a dumbass? Seriously?
Well, you're the one who's thinking, you know, C-3PO is up there,
dude,
battling the silver C-3PO.
I said they made a movie about it. I didn't say it was real. I'm not the one being...
Go to Discovery Channel and check out BattleBots. It's fantastic.
You're the one watching fighting lawnmowers and you're calling me stupid.
You got to go see it.
Okay. Folks, back in the saddle, the show behind the show, and our buddy Sean Chastain. Glad to have you back, pal.
See ya.
And that there, kids, is how you do a show behind the show podcast here on the Salcedo Storm podcast. A couple of websites I want you guys to visit. First off, TexasScorecard.com. TexasScorecard.com. All the news that's fit to print in Texas. And because it's fit to print in Texas, likely it's going to be impacting you in your state or your neighborhood. So you might as well make it part of your regular visit, as well as ChrisSalcedo.com. There you can track me down on the Chris Salcedo Show on AM 700 KSEV, the voice of Texas. There's an app for that, so you can hear it all over the country. And on Newsmax TV, 4 o'clock Eastern every day until 5. We are the gateway, if you will, to prime time. While you're also there at ChrisSalcedo.com, drop me an email, drop me a voicemail, or figure out how you can book me for a speech. Till we visit again, my friends, remember this, a society's worth, meaning its value. We don't measure it by how much power is stolen by an out-of-control government against the Constitution. No, we measure it by how much power is reserved for you and me. In short, we the people. See ya.
It's hurricane season. Flood insurance can help you avoid paying out-of-pocket for costly damage. It's time to trust your instincts. Get flood insurance and protect the life you've built. Visit floodsmart.gov.
If you feel like you can't afford a new home in Austin, think again. Milestone Community Builders has discounts on select homes of more than 10% off. And with guaranteed interest rates as low as 4.75%, you can afford the home of your dreams. Visit us today to see home prices that are the lowest they will ever be in neighborhoods all over the Austin area. Promotion ends September 18th. Visit mymilestone.com to learn more.